I'm really excited today. We have the Landis String Studio Violin Ensemble today, and there are 2, 4, 6, 8 violinists here. I see Gabby and Lena, Jet, Natalia, Angela, Ellie, Stephanie, and Antonio. Did I get everybody? Oh, I missed Lily. Sorry, Lily. I was going by memory. I wasn't counting. And you're going to get a chance to hear them play. And we're also going to talk with each and every one, too. There are also some adults here, including Fabrizia Woolard, Emily Gomez, Stephanie Atzema, and Jessica Landis. And most of the kids here today are from Forest Hills and Squirrel Hill. In fact, they all are from one of those two places, right? And the adults are also east-oriented, Swiss Vale and Squirrel Hill. And where is Jet? Jet, can you step right in between these two microphones for a second? Because what's very interesting is, that's perfect, all of your songs today fit the theme, sounds like chocolate, music you can taste, feel, smell, and see. And I understand that you have some words about the song that is going to open things up. How old are you, Jet?
8.
And Jet, can you tell me a little bit about the first song?
It's a bit like a seesaw, because you move between each string through the whole song.
Interesting. So you'll hear a seesaw kind of movement as you go between each. And are there any descriptive words? Is seesaw the descriptive word? No? Okay, I was just looking here. It says descriptive words. So you'll be singing, too, on this song. So whenever we're ready, we'll be ready to go. This is the Landis String Quartet. Or actually, not a quartet. It's an octet today.
Chocolate Sunday song.
A chocolate sundae song. That makes me hungry for a chocolate sundae, and that's certainly something you can taste and feel and smell and see. And we'll talk, why don't we, as we regroup here, next we're going to have Natalia and Jet and Gabby are going to be playing violin, and we have Angela. Where's Angela? Do you have some descriptive words? In fact, why don't you come, Angela, in front of this yellow microphone there, because we'll be able to hear you a lot better. Just have a seat, since you're not playing on this particular song. And I will have a chance, now that I've adjusted your microphone, to say hello to you. Angela, what grade are you in?
2nd.
And how old are you?
7.
And what do you like about playing the violin?
When I learn new songs.
It's fun to learn new songs, isn't it? Do you have anybody you would like to say hello to who might be listening on the radio or on the computer or even right now? Any shout-outs to anybody? Nobody comes to mind. Who came here with you today? Who brought you here?
Lena's mom.
Well, great. Now, are there some descriptive words for the song that is about to be played? Do you have lullaby is the word?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take a listen now to Lullaby, and it features Natalia and Jet and Gabby. And are you part of the song too?
I'm just going to be singing it with Lena.
Oh, that's great. So Lena, so you two, you can use the same microphone if you want. That'll be nice. And in fact, Lena, let me just say hello to you as long as you're here too. Your name is Lena, L-E-N-A. And just tell me in right in the microphone there, how old are you, Lena?
5.
And what do you like about playing the violin?
I like the nice rhythms.
Do you like the rhythms of going back and forth? Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Any shout-outs?
My teacher.
What's your teacher's name?
Mrs. Morse.
Excellent. Well, we're all set now to hear Lullaby, and you'll hear Lena and Angela singing Lullaby as Natalia or Natalia. Is it Natalia or Natalia? Doesn't matter? Okay. You'll hear Natalia and Jet and Gabby playing violin. Here we go with Lullaby. Very nice lullaby. You two have very nice voices, too. Now, next, I think Lily and Stephanie are going to be singing together. So why don't we have Lily and Stephanie right here in front of the yellow microphone, because they will be singing. And then our next group of violins, we have 8 violinists here today. Our violin players are Ellie and Antonio. I don't know if Lily and Stephanie are playing violin also.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, but let's say hello to Lily and Stephanie over here first, and then we'll get you back to the violin area. Here's your microphone, and Lily, let's start with you. How old are you?
I'm 9.
And where do you go to school?
Colfax.
And, oh, one of our Colfax people. We've been there a lot. Are you? You're not in chorus there, are you?
Yes, actually I am.
They have said. Have you been here before?
No.
Because we've had
actually, I've been to the museum, just not in the studio.
Not in the studio. Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
Yes. My father. Hi, Dad.
Anybody else?
No, not in particular.
Well, that's good. What do you like? How long have you played violin?
Just about 3 years.
And if somebody maybe a couple years younger than you was thinking of playing the violin, what would you tell them?
Well, it's kind of hard at first because the hardest songs come first, but once you get the hang of it, it's really easy. So I would say you can do it.
So you just have to put the work in up front.
You just have to believe that you can do it.
Very good. Stephanie, how are you today?
I'm well, you?
Good, thanks. How old are you?
28.
So you're the senior member here.
I guess so.
And tell me a little bit about your involvement as a teacher here.
I'm not a teacher. I'm actually a student, so I'm coming back from about a 10-year break. I used to play when I was a kid.
That's why I ask your age, because you're very young looking. You could pass for high school.
I've heard that.
I was trying to figure out where you fit in things here. So how cool. So you played as a little girl, mm-hmm. and then you stopped?
Yeah, I stopped in college, and I just came back to it now after grad school.
Well, that's terrific. What did you go to grad school for?
Chemical engineering.
Ooh, I have a degree in chemical engineering, you know. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
You're probably thinking I'm joking, but do you want to talk about the Reynolds number? She'll know what that means.
Yes, I know the Reynolds number, but I don't think many people will find it very interesting.
No. Well, we could go to the fanning friction factor. There's all sorts of things that we'll talk about that later. There's maybe one person right now listening that found that to be curious. Well, so you two are going to play and sing together. Oh, did you want to say hi to anybody, Stephanie?
There's no one I can think of.
Okay, and are there any special descriptive words? Lily, you had a word for this song, right?
The word is popcorn.
Popcorn. Okay, and the song is Song of the Wind?
Yeah.
And popcorn kind of... There must be some, we'll see. Think of the word popcorn as you get ready to hear this song. And we're all ready to go now. And Jessica is getting everybody up to the microphones that have our violins playing. And we have Ellie and Antonio and Lily and Stephanie, the chemical engineer. Stephanie is thinking about Bernoulli's equation as we get ready to go. With Song of the Wind. Beautifully done, Song of the Wind. And I said that that you were going to hear Lily and Stephanie sing, and I realized actually Stephanie was doing harmony. I saw Stephanie harmony, but it didn't occur to me that harmony can mean harmony on violin too, not just harmony vocals. Lily had that nice descriptive word. Now, our next song, Emily is going to be playing along with Lily, Antonio, and Ellie. And I thought, let's get Emily and Ellie up to say hello, since we haven't talked to you yet. And Emily is one of the adult players. There are three adults, actually, that are students that are here. And let's start with you, Emily. Tell me about yourself.
Hi, good morning. I'm 31, so I think I might be the oldest student.
Senior member here, maybe. Okay.
And when I was in college, I heard someone playing the fiddle, and I thought, wow, that is incredibly beautiful music. Someday I want to do that. Well, it took me more than 10 years, but eventually I circled back to that long-held desire, and I started taking fiddle lessons with Jessica 2 years ago.
Now, when you say mm-hmm. fiddle, do you mean are you playing bluegrass, or are you playing more classical? Or I'm just curious, is there a genre you really like?
Well, I really do enjoy bluegrass. I also enjoy old-time music.
Okay.
Jessica's introduced me to some of that. The fiddle and the violin are the same instrument. It's
sure.
still the violin. It's just the style of play. And I find I really enjoy a lot of the folk genres. There's a lot of wonderful stories embedded yeah. in the music.
And I'm glad, and you can play both styles, too. But when you said fiddle, I figured you must be. And, you know, I like old-time music an awful lot. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in? Any shout-outs to people?
I'd send a shout-out to my wonderful fiancé, Eric, and his sister, Terry. Terry is actually a banjo player and loves
old-time. Oh, I know Terry. And, is this Terry of Morningside, Pennsylvania, I think? Terry Hayes, right?
Terry Hayes, yeah, yes, that's right.
How many old-time banjo players named Terry? How many women named Terry that are old-time banjo players can there be in the world? What was your college education for?
I got my undergraduate degree in anthropology, and then I went on to law school.
You can become an ethnomusicologist. You can write really well if you went to law school. The anthropology helps you there, and the music helps you there. There's a whole big world of jobs awaiting in ethnomusicology.
I actually know someone who went on to do that. It sounds like quite a marvelous field.
It is a good field. Now, for an adult, did you play fiddle or violin ever before, or was this brand
new? I did not.
So for an adult who might be thinking of, I'm going to play. I mean, you're learning alongside four-year-olds and five-year-olds, right?
I am.
I'm curious about the experience, and also I think a lot of adults might be thinking, I can't do this or it's too late. The people that play as well as I want to play are all kids that had violins in their cribs. It's just not going to work. What's your road been like?
Well, I would say that it's never too late to learn how to play. That if you really enjoy something, that'll infuse your learning process. And there's a lot to be said, actually, for learning alongside kids. The joy and newness with which they view the music, it really can take you back to your own childhood in a way.
Yeah, I agree. I think it would be really fun to learn with a kid. And plus, if they are showing as much
enthusiasm,
passion and enthusiasm and hard work, it encourages you to work harder. Can I talk to you, Ellie? How old are you?
I'm 9.
And where do you go to school?
I go to ECS.
Environmental Charter School?
Yeah.
I love your school. I've been there. Are you in the new building or the older building?
I'm in the new building.
How do you like it there?
I like it.
It's really big there. I like the fence. I like the wrought iron fence around it. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I'd like to say I have an orchestra teacher named Miss Riston, and I'd like to say hi to my teachers, Miss Vogel and Miss Shea.
I'm glad you had a chance to do that. Now, how long have you played violin?
This year it'll turn 2 years, so about a year and a half.
Does it get easier as you go on?
I actually kind of think it kind of gets harder, but it feels easy.
That's a tough question, because you keep getting progressively more challenging things to play, right? Harder things to play, but you have more confidence that you'll be able to learn it, I would think, right? That you'll be able to get through it. So that's a good answer to that question. I was thinking that, is it a little bit of both?
Mm-hmm.
The music's harder, but you feel more that you're going to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got a word for this next song, right?
Uh-huh.
What's your word?
My word is a feeling word. It's calm, like a lake. Lakes have little bumps in it, and lakes are nice and smooth looking, and the feeling of water is smooth, and this is kind of how our next song sounds.
Okay, and here it is. We'll let you go back up to the violins. And I think now we've talked we haven't talked to Antonio yet. That's the only part. We've talked to everybody else, though, right? So this song I know you're going to recognize. So once again, during our Youth Expression Showcase on the Saturday Light Brigade, we have violinists from Landis String Studio.
Mm-hmm.
song does sound like a nice, calm, placid song. Go tell Aunt Rhody. And let's talk with Antonio, who we haven't had a chance to say hello to yet. And Antonio also has the descriptive word for the next song, which we're going to hear. And Antonio, we need to get you in front just so your mouth is in front of a microphone. That's good. And how old are you, Antonio?
7.
And where do you go to school?
East Catholic.
Nice to have you here. Any shout outs to anybody that you'd like to make?
No.
And how long have you played violin?
2 years.
And who brought you here today?
My mom and dad.
Great. What do you like about playing violin?
I just like learning like stuff about the violin, like new songs and new notes.
Well, that's great. So once you've mastered something, you want to go on and get a new song. Excellent. Now, you have a descriptive word for the song we're about to hear. What is your descriptive word?
Dark blue.
Dark blue. And can you tell me why you picked dark blue?
Because whenever I think of something like the darker color, I think it's like more of a calmer color, and the brighter color, like I think the faster kind of color.
Okay, so we'll look forward to hearing it, and you can step up to go back and play. And we have Antonio and Ellie and Lily playing along with Fabrizia in O Come Little Children. And we just passed. It's now 10:30. Thank you. I wish we had time for one more, but we don't. And Jessica, can you just tell us a little bit more? You can do so, I think, right in front of these microphones, given your height, without much trouble. How can people get more information? I think it's wonderful that you're teaching adults alongside of kids.
Hey, well, I enjoy it. I love the span of ages, the small, the big, the fiddle, the classical. I try to incorporate lots of different aspects. My studio is in Swissvale, Landa String Studio, and I have a .com website, so you can find me there. My studio is full this year, but it's constantly changing. So if you're interested, you can always go to my website and contact me. I'd love to hear from people, and thank you so much for like letting us be here, and we've really enjoyed it.
Well, we're happy to, and you all did extremely well. Best of luck with your continued studies, and we'll talk chemical engineering in a little later. Thanks so much. That's the Landis String Studios, and what a great job the violins did from Landis. Coming up, we have our choir, the traveling choir from the Oakland Girls Choir.